this truth of a head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And more Abu Ghraib photos have been released showing the sexual humiliation of inmates to the satisfaction of guards and others working at Abu Ghraib. Of course, this is the Howard Stern front in the war on terror, right? The Abu Ghraib prison and the sexual humiliation of inmates, one of the most damaging things to happen to America's reputation around the world. That is the Howard Stern front on the war on terror. That's where it is. Because these people in the U.S. military, who they can't be at home watching their daily fix of Howard Stern on cable, and so they opened up a new front on the war of terror, and that brought extraordinary disgrace to America. So it's a real tragedy. When we look at these photos that they've gotten out, and we lament the fact that they've gotten out to the public to see this horrendous guilt, and it's not as though this was America's policy to sexually humiliate these inmates, but you know what? It's worth it for the photos to get out if, in fact, that kind of despicable behavior had been continuing. It was not identified and punished and stopped. So it was worth it. So more photos from the Howard Stern front on the war on terror. And speaking of Stern, yesterday on his radio show, his satellite radio show, there was a new song debuted, and this by Willie Nelson. Now, Willie Nelson, I don't know, do conservatives like him? He's always giving me the creeps. But I guess he's wildly popular, right? Well, he has a new song out called Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other. And this song, the entire song is about homosexual cowboys. And Willie Nelson is bragging in the song, really, that all cowboys are homosexual. And small towns are hick towns, they're backward, and they better get used to it because cowboys are homosexuals. And it's despicable. And this is what's happening to our culture. Now, he didn't record this because of Brokeback Mountain, the success of that. In fact, this song was written in the 80s by another songwriter. And it was given to Willie Nelson back then. And he recorded it last year in Texas. It also happens that he does sing a song on the Brokeback Mountain soundtrack. Right? That song is called He Was a Friend of Mine. Just talking about friends, because of homosexuality in our culture, just talking about friends could be a little gross. You know, it used to be that when men would get together, just a bunch of guys, if it was a retreat or in a locker room or whatever, that it could be a time free of sexual tension because there were no women there. And a bunch of women get together, if they members of the Y, sitting in a hot tub, whatever, it could be a time free of sexual tension. But with homosexuality unleashed on our culture, then there's sexual tension increasingly everywhere. Because one man is interested in his neighbor's son. That's the culture that we live in today. And increasingly, you have liberals who are advocating lowering the age of consent for children to be involved in homosexual sex. It's wrong because God made us male and female, so therefore it's wrong. It's wrong. And God designed sex to be enjoyed within marriage and within marriage only, and outside of the protection, the boundary of marriage, it is destructive. In fact, it's one of the most destructive influences in the world, sexual immorality, and it's destroyed people by the millions. So let's hear, we'll listen to a couple clips from this song. This is a Willie Nelson song, Cowboys are frequently, secretly fond of each other.
Cowboys are frequently, secretly fond of each other.
So the whole point of this is that Willie Nelson is approving, in this 3.5 minute song, he's approving of homosexuality, but he goes beyond that because our culture is saturated with sexual immorality. Right, saturated with sexual immorality. And so he goes beyond that and basically says, look, every cowboy is a homosexual, and those who brag about their exploits with women, they're the ones who are really, he uses the word queer. He says they're the ones who are really queer, the ones who brag the most about their exploits with women. But then he mentions young boys, which is one of the more despicable aspects of this song. And he's talking about young boys, they don't understand the feelings within them, and that's because they don't really know, they don't realize that they're homos. And they should know it, they should embrace it, and so here's another brief clip.
There's many a young boy who feels things he can't comprehend.
And that's the message, right, of our public schools, our public school administrators, our public school curriculum writers, textbook companies, to children, that these feelings inside of you, it very well could be that they're telling you that you're a homosexual and you shouldn't fight it. You should run with it. You should experiment. You should try it out. You know, Planned Parenthood was distributing flyers, one for boys, one for girls. The one for girls, I think I might be a lesbian, now what do I do? And we're not going to re-quote from that flyer because we've done it in the past on the show, and it's just utterly disgusting. It's utterly disgusting where they actually are explaining to young girls, they have these for students at middle schools and high schools, they're explaining to young girls actual sexual things they could do with other young girls to explore the possibility of whether or not they might be a lesbian. And I'm talking about explicit sexual things. It's just, it's where our culture has arrived. And those in the body of Christ who are standing up against this, we need to be as wise as serpents, because it's the entire culture that's coming against us. And so we need to be strong. And if we think we could just maybe out-trick the tricksters, outmaneuver them at their own game, support a Living Together Benefits Act because we want to head off homosexual marriage, do an end run around it, we lose each and every time we try to out-trick the tricksters. We lose because we compromise on right and wrong, and we think that by doing so, eventually we're going to have a success. And when the good guys compromise on right and wrong, then there is no success in your lifetime or mine, when the good guys are compromising. Unless, of course, the Lord returns. And when he does, I tell you, there'll be a lot of Christian ministries. You know, the Bible says that God will wipe away every tear. Christ will wipe away every tear. He will. And that's the beauty of salvation. But there are going to be a lot of tears. A lot of tears when we were ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We were ashamed of looking like we were backward or not progressive. And homosexuality for 3,500 years from Moses through Jesus Christ, through the Apostle Paul to the founding fathers of America, homosexuality was a crime. And we Christians have deemed it legitimate. That is legally acceptable. We say it's a sin. It's a sin, but we have legitimized it. We've declared it legally valid, and we have taught the people in our churches and the people who listen to our shows wrongly. We have taught them that homosexuality should be legal. It's an absolute tragedy. Homosexuality should not be legal. Homosexuals should have rights, of course. The right to a fair and speedy trial. Because homosexuality should be a crime. It was a crime when America was founded. Not that that matters. Right and wrong isn't decided on America's founding. But God has revealed that homosexuality is not only a sin, but a crime. And for 3,500 years, it was criminal until just the last couple decades when it's been decriminalized in America. And our Christian ministries forget that it was a crime, forget that in our nation it was a crime, and they forget that God had declared that homosexuality is not just a sin, but a crime. So this next clip, Willie Nelson, cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. Willie Nelson is putting down the small town because, you know, they're backward. They probably have Christians. They probably don't have their own branch of the ACLU suing to stop the Boy Scouts from camping out on public lands. You know, it's just a small town, ignorant religious folk. And this small town, they don't like the fact that, hey, cowboys are homosexuals and we got to admit it and embrace it and celebrate it. Cut number two.
No small town don't like it when a cowboy has feelings for men.
Let's do that again. Cut two.
No small town don't like it when a cowboy has feelings for men.
Yeah, we don't like it, and we are right, because it's destructive. Homosexuality represents one of the last dregs of the cup of lust. It's like draining the cup of lust to its dregs. And after homosexuality is accepted, pretty much the only last frontiers are what? Pedophilia, sex with children, and bestiality, sex with animals. That's it. After a society, see, gradually, a society, first, they get soft on marriage, and they say, you know, if you love together, it's okay to live together. So that's first. And then they say you could get a divorce, no-fault divorce. That's not a problem, even though people made a covenant, a contract, to be faithful to one another for life. Marriage is the only contract in America that is not binding by law for the most part. You have no-fault divorce. Any other contract, you enter into a contract, and if you violate its terms, then you're held responsible. But the marriage contract, which is the most important contract between human beings within a nation, that contract, no-fault divorce, you could break it anytime you want. No consequences. And so we have, first, you could live together without getting married, as long as you love each other. Maybe someday you will get married. You could get a divorce for no reason. Then sex outside of marriage, even if you're not going to get married, even with multiple partners, fornication, hey, as long as it's consenting adults, right? Consenting adults, you've heard that term. Then it doesn't really have to be consenting adults, because, you know, kids are people too, and kids like to have sex. And who are you to tell us, the public school system, that we should try to prevent kids from having sex? It's up to them. When they're ready, they'll know. And so what? First fornication, and of course pornography, and then adultery, no less. We've legalized adultery in America so that it was a crime until just a few decades ago. It was a crime to try to seduce your neighbor's wife. That was a crime. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It's on the books. Even in Colorado, it's still on the books. It's still a crime. Colorado revised statutes, except they took away the punishment. So it's a crime. You could be convicted of it, but there's no punishment, so it's de facto legalized, legitimized. And so all over America, adultery is now legalized. And all kinds of prostitution is legal as long as you say that you're making pornography. Then you could pay women to have sex. And so various forms of prostitution in some areas in our country, prostitution itself is legal. And so you go down this path of increasingly destructive behavior that's embraced and accepted by society. And as you do that, the culture is more and more discrediting Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ stood for righteousness and for the law of God. He said even the least of the commandments of God should be obeyed. And he upheld the Ten Commandments. Do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery. And so as you go down that path of increasing degradation, then you get to sex with the same gender. So homosexuality. And it's not like one of these happens at one time and nothing else makes progress until you accomplish that one. They sort of all happen gradually, but the line of public acceptance, it goes further and further down the path. And so today, homosexuality is accepted, and millions are dead around the world because of the utter destruction. Not only is it against God, but God made us, and it's against nature. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1, homosexuality, men burning with lust for men and women with women. So homosexuality has been tolerated and legitimized, and that's led to the tortured deaths of millions of people. And our Christian national ministries today, they say that homosexuals should be respected and tolerated, and it should be legal. They believe it should be legal. After 3,500 years of Judeo-Christian legal heritage and precedent, and what God says in the Bible, our Christian leaders have thrown off all that, and they've agreed now with Hillary, Hollywood, the humanists, and the homosexuals that sodomy should be legal. That homosexuals have the legal right to commit homosexual acts, which is destructive. And as that happens, of course, sex with children with children, becomes increasingly acceptable, so that the judge in Kansas, hearing Phil Klein's case, where abortion clinics are covering up the evidence when children are raped, statutory rape, they're raped by adults, impregnated. And the judge says to Phil Klein's attorney, Phil Klein is the state attorney in Kansas, the judge says, look, you haven't proved that sex with underage children is harmful. You haven't given persuasive evidence that that's harmful. And so that's what we have in our courts. And Planned Parenthood wrote in their newsletter, our goal as educators is to help students achieve sexual satisfaction before marriage. So homosexuality is a sign that we are near the bottom of the moral decay of a society. Let's hear the third cut now. This is where Willie Nelson, in his song, Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other, this is where he says that, look, every cowboy basically is effeminate inside, and he has a woman, a lady, who's inside him just wanting to come out.
And inside every cowboy, there's a lady that'd love to slip out.
Let's do that again.
And inside every cowboy, there's a lady that'd love to slip out.
Yeah, and then let's end with the first clip we did. This is the title clip of the song.
Cowboys are frequently, secretly fond of each other.
So you go from the Howard Stern front of the war on terror with the sexual humiliation of inmates at Abu Ghraib to the photos that have been released just in the last couple days, more devastating photos of people enjoying themselves sexually humiliating others. And that's classic Howard Stern, right? I never heard the clip after Columbine, you know, the Harrison Klebold families that raised two mass murderers. But I recall the news story of why Howard Stern's show was kicked off of TV in Denver. And it's because he was criticizing Harrison Klebold, and he was criticizing them. Now, I never heard it myself, but I'm repeating what I heard in the media, that Howard Stern said, they killed these girls and they didn't rape them first? What a waste. And so Howard Stern is paid by American corporations tens of millions of dollars a year to spread his filth and sexual humiliation. And then we're shocked as a nation, why would our troops do things like this? And it's because he's their hero. The ultimate sexual humiliator is the hero of many in our armed forces, because he's the hero of young people in America. So at Bob and Yurt Live, it's our goal to help the body of Christ recognize the battle that we're in, and to understand the battle and to have the wisdom we need to focus on the strategy, to know the most effective way to come against what's happening around us. And key to that effective strategy is to never compromise on do not murder, never compromise on do not commit adultery or sexual immorality, never compromise on do not steal, and never compromise on do not bear false witness against your neighbor, do not commit perjury. Because those four of the Ten Commandments form the foundation of every valid criminal justice system in the world. All right, by the way, many of you know we're having our telethon. We're at 23% of our goal. Now, February is a short month. We really should do this every March. But February is a short month, and the 28th is coming soon, and our goal is $10,000, and we've got 2,330. So thank you so very much to the people who have given. And we are offering, for anyone who gives $100 or more, we're offering two different videos. You can take your pick. Pam Stenzel produced a video, Sex Has a Price Tag. What an extraordinary video. We have it in DVD and VHS. And we had Pam on the show a while back. She is extraordinary, talking to kids. And this is great for teenagers, your children, if you have grandkids. It's great for a church library, for friends with teenage kids, and for adults, too. But Sex Has a Price Tag, explaining in the most powerful way how dangerous it is to have sex outside of marriage. And Pam Stenzel, she is extraordinary. She speaks to over 500,000 teens and parents every year. She's just great. So if you give $100 or more to our telethon, you could ask for Sex Has a Price Tag in DVD or VHS, or you can ask for Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality. Now, this is a DVD that we produced at Bob Enyart Live, and this is a testimony by Bob Enyart. It is an absolutely devastating story for me to tell, but it is powerful. There are many wives who have been so thankful. In fact, over the years, women have come to us and said, and men, and said, you know, Bob, that DVD, Morality, Your Testimony, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality, that was a turning point in my husband's life, or in my life, where we realized that sexual immorality will destroy us, destroy our marriage, destroy our children, and where we committed ourselves to Jesus Christ. So if you'd like either of those, of course these are available all year long as part of our, if you don't have our catalog, you want to call for that, 800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. We can mail you a catalog, or you go online to kgov.com, and you could get these individually. But we really need your help to stay on the air. This $10,000 telethon, the goal is to keep Bob Enyart Live on in Colorado on KLT, a 50,000-watt AM station, for another year. Now, $10,000 doesn't cover the cost of the airtime, not nearly, but, you know, a few months' worth. But it helps tremendously this time every year to give us the boost where we could look forward to staying on for another year. Okay. And so that's 800-8-ENYART, or go online. You could donate online. And in the comments, just put, hey, I'd like to get one of these videos, Sex Has a Price Tag, Pam Stenzel, or Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality. Okay. Hey, one last story. In Dearborn, Michigan, the Detroit area, the airport there, Metro Airport, 16 pilots reported seeing a laser pointed from the ground up at the pilot's eyes. And this happened about a half year ago there. The police, of course, they're looking to try to figure out who is doing this. And so somebody shining a laser pointed at planes as they're attempting their final approach to the Metro Airport. And the police say that's a felony, and it could lead to a dangerous situation, the police say. Well, it could lead to a plane crash. and blindness for a pilot. So the charge in that kind of crime, the charge should be attempted murder. That's what the charge should be. And as is biblical, according to God's law, the punishment for an attempted crime should be identical to the punishment for the same crime if it were actually committed. So the charge, attempted murder, and if convicted, the sentence should be for murder. That's how that should work. Oh, and by the way, KOA Radio last week, I was driving to Denver from Fort Collins, visiting a friend at Poudre Valley Hospital. She's doing very well, friend of the family. And I'm listening to KOA Radio, and they got a late night host, and he's saying, you know, there's no such thing as a dangerous idea. And he and his producer, they're talking about this. They said, if you pay a hitman to murder somebody, you're not guilty of murder. Only the hitman is. But you're not guilty of murder. See, you got to be thankful for Christian radio that you could be saved from the utter stupidity and wickedness of so many shows on secular radio. So this is KOA Radio, number one radio station in Colorado. If you pay somebody to kill your wife or somebody, it's not murder because that was just an idea. They say you could be guilty of another crime, but not of murder. And they were going on and on saying there's no such thing as a dangerous idea. And of course, I'm driving, listening, thinking, what stupidity. And then the host actually says, you know, we have to convince the governments that there's no such thing as a dangerous idea. Because if they think that an idea could be dangerous, he said that would be really dangerous. And then he stopped himself and he chuckled. Now, what he should have said was, oh, yeah, I'm an idiot. My very position is self-refuting. But you know what? Ideas have consequences, and ideas fall into conspiracy and attempted crimes. And so words are very significant. And words like Willie Nelson's and Howard Stern's mocking and bringing homosexuality and immorality to our culture, one day they're going to pay. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, simply the best Christian school I've ever seen. Check them out, and we meet there. Denver Bible Church meets at Maranatha, so visit in Arvada.